Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Monday, the 5th of April. Hope you're all right. It's going to be a bit of a shorter one. I've been feeling great this weekend. Hopefully on the mend, but just feeling a bit under the weather. I have made a video this morning, which sort of sits in with the mindset stuff. It's actually just looking at a method from the podcast I did on the 30th of March, where I talked about 1-0, half-time, 2 ahead. I've put a video on the website, so if you go to FTS blog, you'll see that. It's video halftime walkthrough, about 30 minutes long. I think if you're into football trading, you'll get something out of it, and it'll make you enjoy it and look at it, hopefully. But if you don't, sod you. I don't want a load of nitpicking and that. I'll just ignore you, block you, sod you off. It's not in the mood for nonsense like that. But it just, I do think I've literally, because I wasn't feeling great this weekend, I did exactly what I say to you guys. I thought I'm just going to do one method, sit and hope to make you some videos. Went a bit pear-shaped, but I've ended up making one video, collating everything together, which hopefully you guys enjoy. So that's the sort of start of one part of Mindset Monday, in effect, just looking at that and seeing. I'll talk you through some trades. Hope you've all had a good Easter, good weekend. Spurs ruined mine, and you see in the video, they've ruined mine for money as well. Absolute garbage, aren't they? Absolute garbage. I think there's Spurs fans who think that getting Jose out and another manager in will miraculously make people like Davis and Sanchez be able to play football. They are dreadful, that back line. It's the worst I've ever seen at Spurs, and we've seen some garbage. They are just rubbish. United, today I've got people coming. I saw something yesterday there that... I dug Solskjaer out, and I still don't think he's the man that's going to get them competing with Pep. But you look at United's record over the last 12 months. The old myth, Pochettino, everybody wants. He's lost more games since he's been at PSG in the league than Ollie's lost in a year. And a lot of people telling me that Brighton coach is better than United. Do me a favour, honestly. Go and give your head a wobble, son. You know you are. Go and give your head a wobble. We're going to have fucking words in the summer when we meet for a beer. Brighton, shit. Told you, lay Brighton. Got a couple of lucky wins and away they go. Villa, good win yesterday. Southampton come back, good win. So I think the pod bets did all right, didn't they? I want to talk a bit about staking today. As I say, it's going to be a bit shorter one, but I want to talk a bit about staking. When I first started on dealing with the public, a guy I've talked about, certainly in the early days, the horse racing guys all know him, a guy called JG, Jimmy Gregor. He is a multi-millionaire professional gambler. That's an absolute fact, whether people want to believe it or not. You know, made his money years back, you know, when Betfair and things weren't really about, and the horse racing markets and inside info, backing horses at 33-1 in the morning that were going off at 4-1 and winning in a military operation. It's still, the operation still goes now, that he was the sort of founder of. The guy still going out doing all the shops, and you know, the guy I talk about the train story and shutting the boot, he's involved in that now, and I met him through that setup. But when I first started dealing with the public, I was trading on my own, bored. That was sort of the embryo of the website starting, just started as a one-off one page thing. Certainly never had any plans to do this like this. JG, who was sort of mentoring me, he thought I was mad doing it, and he said the one thing you must never get involved in is telling people what to bet. And I think he's absolutely right, and I've vied away from it all the time. I hate it with a passion. I hate saying to somebody, do 75 points or do 50 points, because they come back then and it's your fault. Well, you said, and that's the danger when money's involved. So it's never something I've been keen on, but I'm well aware it is an area that people get horribly, horribly, horribly wrong. And that's the danger. And all the things that come around that, with wanting to win quick, so staking too big, looking at exactly what has happened previous and thinking, well, nothing like that can happen, or that's as bad as it can get, when clearly there's times when it can't. So all those sort of things, the preparation, the acceptance that if you just start and get consistency is the key to this game, and hopefully the video I show you, you know, there's no huge risk to it. While there's, you know, £200, £300, £400 involved, it's not massive risk all the time. So managing that sort of side of it, I'm well aware, is something that people get horribly wrong. And I've talked about it in earlier ones of these, talking about, you know, being bomb-proof, being set up. The one of the keys to winning at this game, genuinely, is staying in the game. That is the one of the things. If people look back to me and say things you're proud of, obviously I'm proud of my kids. I'm proud of never missing a mortgage payment when I didn't have a lot of money. You know, I always found the money to pay the mortgage, this, that and the other. But one of my biggest pride in gambling, it's not just the winning, it's the fact that I've stayed in the game and I'm the longevity of it. And I've changed what I do and kept going. And I've had shit times, good times, great times, fantastic times. But, you know, we'll all have that. But to try and keep that sort of level-headedness and stay in the game, and a lot of that is down to how I set my bank up and my attitude to risk. And you know, we talked earlier in the year when people were losing 20, 30, 40 grand in a week. That's not how I set myself up. You know, October 2019 was it, when I came back from Japan. That was still one of the worst runs I had there, when I'd done 20 grand in a month. So it can happen, of course, but I tend not to bet in a way that that's going to happen for me. And that's just experience and learning it. But you need to set yourself up properly. And one of the things I'm really cautious of at the minute, and I should have elaborated a bit more thinking back in this video, really, is people's wish and desire to do this, do everything on auto, do it as easily as possible. But in order for that to work properly, it needs to be fully systemized, and your experience over time tells you that systems do need tweaking, systems do go wrong. I'm going to talk about that. But people, you know, that's what people want, this real sort of push button setup where almost any thinking or any work themselves is completely removed. And I can just do that. Now, that's probably what people want from me now. Can we just do this and that's it and make a load of money? And whether it's from me or other people, I think that's it. In that video, I talked, that's my own bets I show and I'm talking about. So in staking, I wanted to talk about a couple of things that I do with staking. One is obviously having a bank that is fully bomb-proof and setting myself up. And I'm happy to start small. And I've shown how I took 500 quid and turned it into 37.5 grand. And in that, I had a year that didn't do anything, you know, and did it in 3 years. So you get these sort of spurts in your bank, and then you get those periods when it sits still again. People want that regular monthly income and all that. And I can control a lot more what I do now and how I earn my money, just because I've got quite a diverse range of things I do. But when you're starting out and you just want to do one or two things, you've got to have that acceptance and that bomb-proof setup and say, right, that's it, and I'm going to fucking stick at it, and I'm set up to be able to stick at it. And then when that takes some profit, win some profit, take some out of that and put it over there. But another thing I do, and again, a couple of those of you who've done Zooms with me, will, I've shown you this, is you've got to understand how your own betting works. And again, it's doing that little bit extra work, that more. So let's assume that we're back in over 2.5 goals. I'm just making this up off the top of my head as I'm talking to you. Let's just assume we're back in over 2.5 goals. And we can work out our average price and everything is 2.0, whatever it may be. We can work out our hit rate. We can work out our yield. We can do all these things, ROI, all that we can do. And we can say, right, I'm going to bet £100 at that. But your selections in your system don't range from 2.0 to 2.0. It's never going to happen. So you might have a betting system where you're betting over 2.5 goals between 1.8 and 2.2. And your average price is 2. What I can tell you 100% is going to happen, anything under 2, from 1 point, so the bet you're having from 1.8 to 2, will be winning more often than the bets that are 2 to 2.2. I've never met anybody disprove me yet. I'm not saying that somebody won't, but, you know, people could make something up, but the lower odds win. That's why they're lower odds. They win more often. That's what happens. A 1.3 shot wins more often than a 4.0 shot. That is what happens. So you could have a whole system there, 1.8 to 2.2. So I want over 2.5 goals in Germany. Home favourite must be 1.8 and under. Whatever, you might have a goal expectancy of 2.5 and above. And I'm going to back over 2.5 goals every game that qualifies in that, but only if they're between 1.8 and 2.2. And you go on one day and Borussia Mönchengladbach are 1.8 and Augsburg's game is 2.2. So you've got the complete two ends of the spectrum and you're going to have £100 on each one. I don't do that. I have more money on the bets that win more often and less money on the bets that don't win that often. And enabling me to do that, what it does, it doesn't necessarily win me more money. What it does, though, it smooths my graph because I'm having more winners on these 1.8 to 2 bets and I'm having less winners there on the 2 to 2.2. So the more winners having a little bit more on, it smooths my graph out. So it's something, you know, maybe down the road, down the road for people to consider, something to look at. I've got a sheet I built to do it. It's, in basic, simple terms, let's say we wanted our bet to be £100. So I want my risk to be generally in the area of £100. That's it. I would do something like have 110 and 115 on the 1.8s to 2s, and I'll have 80, 85 to 90 on the 2.0. I got a sheet where I plug my numbers in and my edge on the system and everything it tells me. But just as a rule of thumb for you guys, if you go back and break your system down, and other people, well, why don't you just have a system 1.8 to 2 and 2 to 2.0? You could do that, but it means two separate banks. This is actually quite a smooth way to bet, to smooth out your curve without messing anything up, really. So if you've got a system there, whatever it may be, go and check, lay the draw, and you might have, I'm laying the draw from 4 to 6, and have a look. How many bets do you win between 4 to 5? How many bets do you win between 5 and 6? And adjust your stakes accordingly. Have a little bit more on the ones you win more, a little bit less on the ones that lose more. Adjust it so that on average you're betting your £100. But what you'll find it does is it smooths your curve. Again, this is something I may make a video on in the summer if I get time. But it's just an area that you can look at. And you could break it down into more minutiae detail if you wanted to. You could go 1.3 to 1.41, but I tend to just operate in bracket. But I've just got a sheet. I plug the odds that are available in, and it says, and I put in a base stake, whatever, 500, and it says, right, Ian, this one's that, it's winning more often. You have 600 on this one, only have 420 on that one. So when the 600 wins, because they're winning more often, and the 420s are losing, it smooths that curve out. So my graph doesn't have these so much peaks and troughs. It has a more smoothing effect on your graph. So, you know, I can bang on all day about bank size, setting up, this, that and the other. This is more a little bit about how you bet, not what you bet. It's more how you bet. Once you've got yourself set up, once you've got your bank, actually look at the breakdown of that system and how it wins. And you, as I say, you don't need to rip it apart and go to every single one. But generally, if you take a betting system that's between an odds range, I will almost certainly stand here and say the lower end of that range is winning more often. The higher end isn't. Just change your stakes accordingly. A little bit more there, a little bit less there. Won't make a massive difference to your bottom line, and it will smooth out that graph. Of course, there'll be ones that win at 2.2 where you go, oh, I wish I'd had 100 on. But it actually, over time, I found it quite beneficial. It's my way. Don't have to do it. I don't need lectures on it. Why'd you do that? I'm just purely, again, using this to share something with you that you may want to look at that makes life a little bit easier. You know, you see people using Kelly and this, that and the other. I just like this method of, it's fairly simple to operate. Doesn't involve me risking massive amounts in my bank. It's fairly simple to operate. That's that. Bang, whack it in. So you do need, obviously, to be all set up and have everything, bulletproof banks, this, that and the other. But another area to smooth those downturns, smooth those curves, is with a little bit of variance in your stake, having a little bit more on the ones that win more often, which invariably will be the lower odd ends, and having a little bit less on the higher odds. Particularly if you get going, it's just a nice way to not put yourself through any angst. I'm a man against angst these days. As you can tell, I'm a chilled, relaxed guy. Right, I hope you've all had a good Easter. So you've got 16 minutes here. Do go and watch the video. It's on the FTS blog. So just go to the FTS website, FTS blog. It'll be on the front page there. You might want to bookmark it. And watch that. Feel free to ask any questions and I'll try and help you. Obviously we got football running thick and fast today. Ultimate's been done today, another one tomorrow. And we'll push on to the end of the season and Spurs will still be shit. Have a lovely little Easter Monday. Enjoy yourselves. Hope you haven't eaten too much chocolate. Athletes like me don't touch it. And I'll be back with you tomorrow for some stats and then Wednesday, Thursday off.